Hey, it's Motley Fool Money co-host Dylan Lewis here. If you're listening to us, it's because you love following the stock market and learning about business stories. If you're looking to keep learning and unlocking your potential, then you should check out the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast produced by our friends over at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Think Fast, Talk Smart is the Webby Award-winning best business podcast that's received nearly 43 million downloads and is the number one career podcast in 95-plus countries, so you know it's worth your time. Each week, host and Stanford lecturer Matt Abraham sits down with experts to discuss the best tips to hone and develop your communication skills, from making small talk that leaves a big impression, to keeping your nerves in check while speaking, to being more persuasive. Whether you're working on your elevator pitch or planning an important meeting, strong communication skills are important in business and life in general. That's why you'll hear from pros like neuroscientist Andrew Huberman on how to manage speaking anxiety, as well as speechwriter, best-selling author, and friend of the Fool, Dan Pink, on how to take risks in your communication, and psychologist Kelly McGonigal on how to harness nervous energy to fuel powerful presentations. All that and so much more available on the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast. So what are you waiting for? Listen every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
With the Motley Fool Money Extra, I'm Chris Hill. What do movie producers, prostitutes, and big wave surfers have in common? If they're successful, they're all good at managing risk. It's the central topic of Alison Schrager's book, An Economist Walks Into a Brothel and Other Unexpected Places to Understand Risk. Schrager's an economist who profiled a number of people who, in their own way, managed risk to further their careers, including David Bowie. That's right, Bowie was one of the most influential musicians of the last 50 years, and he was an expert at hedging risk. When we talked last year, Schrager explained how David Bowie turned his song catalog into a bond.
Bowie is interesting in that when he was young, like just starting out, got his first record deal, you know, usually what they do is they give you an advance, and they own your royalties. And that's actually, it sounds horrible, and this is why musicians always say they're poor, even when they're successful, but it's actually a fairly good risk trade because most contracts are signed. That person will never make money, but they get to keep their advance. So the music company is just taking a long shot that your royalties will be worth anything because odds are they aren't. But David Bowie, when he was young, he's like, I'm going to make it, and I will take a smaller advance. Anyway, he didn't have much money. And just because I want to keep my royalties because I believe and that upside will go to me. And he was right, obviously. He became David Bowie. But then when he was in his late 40s, early 50s, you know, he was really concerned. It was like Napster was coming out, and he was like, I don't think these royalties are going to be worth much going into a war. This industry is going to totally change. Apparently, he just has amazing foresight, not only for the music industry, but when he was young, about his potential. So he securitized his song catalog. Like, he turned it into a bond. So then all of a sudden he took that money and gave the upside to someone else.
I'm Chris Hill. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.